there's a part of business leadership that doesn't get talked about much. It's not loud. It's not dramatic. It doesn't show up in big moments. It's quiet. It's the feeling of being the one everything seems to come back to, even when you've got a capable team around you. And if you're the one carrying that leadership load, you know exactly what that feels like. Welcome to the High Impact Leader Podcast, a leadership podcast for business owners and leaders who want self-managing teams, stronger accountability, and scalable performance without carrying everything themselves. If you're ready to focus on leadership design, not just effort, you're in the right place. Hey, I'm Brendan Rogers. That experience we just touched on, that quiet frustration of being the responsible one, it's far more common than most business owners and leaders realize, especially for leaders who care about team performance, who value ownership and accountability, who want strong team engagement, not just activity. You don't end up here by accident. You end up here because you're capable, because your decision-making is trusted, because you've consistently stepped in when it mattered. So if this feels familiar, there's nothing wrong with you. This is a very normal leadership pattern at this stage of business leadership. So what tends to happen is this. You become the reliable one, the one who sees what others miss, the one who steps in before things drift, and the one who makes sure performance stays on track. Not because you need control, but because you understand what good looks like. And over time, without even realizing it, you start to sit at the center of everything. You might even notice thoughts like this. It's quicker if I just handle it. I'll fix it so the standard stays high. And I can't leave that sitting there. And again, this isn't your ego. This is high impact leadership without structure. This is care without clear leadership design. And slowly, responsibility starts consolidating around you. So how does this show up day to day? Well, you'll notice this pattern in small, everyday moments. You see a message, and before anyone else responds, you've already taken ownership. You're in a meeting, and instead of letting others think it through, you step in to guide it. You review work, and instead of building ownership, you adjust it yourself. You hold information, because explaining it feels slower than doing it. You get pulled into conversations that technically don't need you, but you stay because you know you can add clarity. And at the end of the day, you've been busy. But your actual leadership work, the work that builds scalable leadership, improves team engagement and lifts team performance, well, that hasn't moved. And underneath all of that, there's a quiet thought. No one really understands my position. And this is where we need to be really clear. This makes complete sense, because earlier in your journey, this approach worked. It helped you build momentum. It helped you drive performance, and it helped you create standards. You became known as the person who gets things done. And in business leadership environments, where leadership clarity isn't fully defined, or where teams are still developing ownership and accountability, naturally, more responsibility flows back to you. So this isn't a failure in leadership. This is a reflection of your capability, your standards, and your commitment to leading through people, not around them. But here's the shift. The weight you're feeling isn't coming from leadership itself. It's coming from how leadership is currently designed around you. Because when responsibility consistently flows to one person, it doesn't just increase leadership load. It reduces ownership across the team. And over time, that creates a system where you carry more, so others carry less, so you carry even more. And without a clear leadership rhythm, this pattern just keeps reinforcing itself. And this is where many leaders quietly start believing. This is just how leadership feels. It's heavy, it's constant, and you're always on. But that's not leadership. That's responsibility without structure. Leadership, by design, distributes ownership. Without design, it centralizes it. And this is where high-impact leadership starts to feel heavier than it should. So just take a moment to reflect on this. Where in your leadership right now has responsibility naturally flowed to you that was never meant to stay with you? If you're recognizing this leadership pattern in your business right now, here's what I want you to know. This isn't a people problem. It's a leadership design problem. And leadership design problems have leadership design solutions. If you want help unpacking this properly and reducing the leadership load so you can build self-managing teams with stronger accountability, better team engagement, and more consistent team performance, then this is exactly what we work through inside the High Impact Leader Club. It's a space for business owners and leaders who want clearer ownership and accountability, stronger team performance, and scalable leadership without carrying everything themselves. Inside the club, we unpack leadership patterns, build leadership clarity, improve decision making, and install a practical leadership rhythm that supports real ownership across your team. No urgency, no pressure, just structured thinking applied properly. You can go to leaderbydesign.au/club and check out what's inside. Design your leadership, build your team, lead with impact.